Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let's all rise to our feet and sing some songs to the Lord this evening.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the Welcome. We're so glad to have you here tonight. My name's Don, and I'm the pastor here at Lighthouse Covenant, and it's my real honor to get to be a pastor here at Lighthouse Covenant. And tonight, we get to come together to consider and to celebrate and to sit in wonderment in the same way that the shepherds and those gathered round might have on that night long ago. And the message that I would have for you tonight will be the same message that the angel would have had for the shepherds in the field on that night thousands of years ago. And the message boils down to this. Number one, you don't need to be afraid. Number two, I haven't forgotten you. Number three, I've got great news for all people, and that includes you. Number four, the great news is this: I love you more than you can imagine, and I've sent you a Savior tonight to prove it. And number five, if you don't know who I am or what Savior even means or what this is all about, that's okay. But you ought to go check it out. That was the essence of the angel's message to the shepherds on that night. It is the essence still of the message to us tonight, in this day and age. Would you join me as we go before the throne in prayer tonight? Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are. But Lord, we just confess as we come before you tonight that there is a part of this that is very hard for us to wrap our mind around, that you love us so much that you would take all of your power and majesty, glory, encapsulate it into the form of a man, your only son, Jesus. God, we pray tonight that your spirit would be here and that all of us, old and young, regular attender and visitor, believer and unbeliever, would have an interaction with your spirit tonight and draw closer to you. Bless this time. We worship you. In your name, amen. As we gather together tonight, we're part of an incredible story. We're living it right now. And that story is a bit like which goes back long before the creation of the world. The cosmic story. But that story goes a little bit like maybe the episodes in your favorite TV show, okay, where you've got, there are seasons. And in season one of this story, God creates people in his own image as part of his creation. Season two, people reject God. They reject his authority, and we call that sin. And they're sent out of God's garden. Because people stained by sin cannot be in the presence of a holy and perfect God. In season three, God's people try to get it right. When they sin, they sacrifice a bull or a lamb in repentance, and God forgives them. But in season four, part of his plan, God decides to send a once-and-for-all sacrifice to pay for everyone's sin. Everyone, past, present, future, no matter what your color, no matter what your background, no matter what your politics, no matter what your state in life or where your station or your status or your sin or where you've been or what you've done, one sacrifice offered up once and for all of humankind. And for that reason, suddenly that one baby becomes incredibly significant. One baby among the hundreds of billions of babies that have ever been born on this earth becomes incredibly, cosmically, eternally significant. Okay. Season five of the story, Jesus teaches the people, lives a sinless life, and then, even though he's innocent, he's killed on a cross by some of the very people he came to save. And as he's dying, the once and for all sacrifice, he forgives those people. So the innocent one takes the punishment, and the guilty ones get their record wiped clean. An act of incredible love that makes this birth significant. There are more seasons coming in the story. We're still in it. We have a broad sense of the plot line of the story. We know Jesus comes back to redeem those who believe in him. People are reconciled to God, right and left. The kingdom of heaven takes a glorious shape. But right now we are in this story together. And if you know the whole story, then maybe you know a little more of why this birth and the celebration of this birth is so significant. The Christmas story and its importance and magnitude are rooted in the Easter story. How much does God love me? Bam. That much. That he would send his son. And when I gaze at the child in the manger, I'm mindful of the sacrifice given for me. And I pray that you would be as well. Okay. So we're going to tell that story again tonight. But I'm going to need a little bit of help to do it. Okay? I'm going to need help from the children who are in our midst. I believe most of the kids, when they came in, were giving little pieces of our nativity story. If you guys can bring those up and sit around me right here. Okay? And sit on the floor. Bring those right on up here. Okay? Yeah, sit right there. Joy. Oh, you got like the mother load there. What's that? Okay. Bring them all up here. We're going to need all our pieces. And we have some of our teenage helpers. Thank you, teenage helpers. Okay. So here's what we're going to do, okay? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read the nativity story from the Bible. And as we do, we're going to help create this story for all of the people gathered here. Like when I ask for you to come stand up, if you've got a sheep or a person that's in the story, then I'm going to have you stand right up here, okay? And we'll kind of create this whole story so everybody can see it. Can you guys help me do that? Because they all need to see it. You got the sheep. I'm thinking those are going to be significant. You got sheep? All right. Well, this story begins when the king of that era, he sends out a letter, a law, and he says, hey, everybody needs to go back to the town they were born in and get counted. And that's where we pick up the story. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Let's see, who's got Joseph? Carlos, you've got Joseph? Come stand right up on that top, right down here, second step, right there. Okay, and hold Joseph up so people can see him. Well, it doesn't have to be that high. How about right here? Perfect, perfect, because I'm thinking other kids won't be able to reach you, okay? All right. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him. Let's see, does somebody have Mary? Let's see. Oh, Joy has Mary? Okay. We're going to need some more hands before this is over. All right. Mary was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Can you bring that up and stand right in the middle? I'll tell you what, that's perfect. You stand down right here. Perfect. Right between Joseph and Mary. That's nice. Isn't that a nice picture? Good job. All right. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Let's see. The shepherds and sheep. Let's put you guys over here. Let's put the fields over here. Let's see. The shepherds are holding staves. Can you help me bring the shepherds over here? And the sheep? Bring the sheep over here. Okay. There we go. Okay, we'll let somebody else hold the sheep so you can hold the baby Jesus because we don't want to put him in the field, okay? Oh, here, just show all these people right here, okay? You guys didn't realize this was this complex, did you? They were watching their flocks at night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. There's an angel. Thank you. That's what we need, a little help from the audience. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. Oh, there we go. Yeah. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They looked terrified, not you, them. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. So why don't you guys head over there to the manger? And the angel can go too. Now, a lot of times when we, at Christmas time, when we see a nativity story, we also see some characters called the three wise men or the magi. Those are written about in a different book of the Bible. And in fact, there doesn't seem to be evidence that they were there the same night, but actually came sometime later. But we are going to tell their part of the story as well. Okay? Then King Herod, he called the magi, the wise men, secretly, found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. You guys bring the magi up over there for us, and I think one of their camels is over here. Put that over there. You bring them right up there, move them right in. Those are the pieces of what we normally associate with our, don't step on the donkey there. We associate. And here's what I'd like you guys to do for me. Will you bring those pieces over and assemble them for me on this table? Mrs. Bosley, maybe you could help us do that. Can you guys help put this together? Help put it all together in a nice way. Good job. Nice job. But we're not quite done yet. Would you like to come help me? Would you like to come help me? Can you come help me? Oh, come over here. Yeah. Thanks, guys. That's what we need. You know what? I'm going to stand you right up here. How's that? Okay? All right. What's your name?
Zachary.
Okay. You guys know that during the Advent season, we have been lighting candles each week, expecting the Christ child to come. The candle of hope, the candle of love, the candle of peace, the candle of joy. But tonight is Christmas Eve, and tonight we light the white candle in the middle, which is the Christ candle. And every week as we've lit a candle, more and more light has come up here, huh? And as Jesus comes into our life, that's exactly what happens, more and more light, okay? Zachary, you want to take my hand with me, okay? And we're going to lean over and light that Christ candle right there. Good job. Give Zachary a hand. He did a great job. Thank you for your help. I'm going to lift you down. You guys can go back to your seats. Thank you. Give them all a hand. They did a great job. If you've been around Lighthouse in the last year, you know that we've been very, very blessed to add a new member to our staff. Ben Kim is a man of multiple talents, and a lot of us are learning that. This evening, I've asked him if he would bless us with some special music on Christmas Eve. Ben?
Three wise men seeking truth.
Ben. Thanks, Rob. Hey, pray with me. Let's pray. Father, we want to seek your face tonight. We really want to be able to draw near, all of us, every age, wherever we come from. We share the words of Ben's song, that we desire to bring an offering to you, an offering of our whole lives, whatever that means. And God, I just pray your Holy Spirit would move and reveal that to each one of us. We pray it in your name. Amen. You know, more than, I have just a few comments tonight. They won't be, we won't be lengthy. But there are some important things that I believe God would have me share with you tonight. More than any other holiday, Christmas carries powerful images and feelings for most of us. It's got a certain feel. It's got a certain vibe to it. It's a certain warmth to it, and whether that warmth to you includes church services or shopping or Santa Clauses or family or warm hearths and things of that nature, there's a certain vibe and a certain feel that we attach to Christmas because of our experience with it. The decorating inside and out that goes on has a powerful pull on our hearts and on our memories. But sometimes it's very important that we are honest and tell it like it is as well. Okay, it's not sometimes important, it's always important. That powerful impact is not confined to warm or pleasant memories for everyone. If the Christmas season has the ability to intensify feelings of goodwill and peace, it also, for many, has the ability to intensify feelings of danger or dysfunction, betrayal, loneliness. Because it's Christmas, personal and relational struggles that may be present all year long are particularly grievous and wounding in this season. A harsh word from a family member, or an abusive act, an addiction that grips an individual or a family, will often be remembered and felt deeply at Christmas more than at any other time. And likely remembered every time Christmas rolls around. My guess is that there are some of you beginning to feel anxious about your own memories, even as I bring it up. And that's not looking to dredge those up. That's looking to tell it like it is. Because
I'm
we're nearing the end of our time together this evening. I pray that your heart is lifted. I pray that your heart is in a worshipful place. You're going to need the candle that you were handed on your way in for this. If you did not get a candle on your way in, just raise your hand and one will be gotten to you, because you'll want to be sharing in this. So every year I get to remind you of this, that more churches burn down on Christmas Eve than any other night of the year, okay? So while we want to participate in this fully and enjoy ourselves, please, please, please be very, very cautious and careful, okay? I brought this for a minute, son, okay? In a moment, what's going to happen is I'm going to take a candle and I'm going to go to the Christ candle that we lit with the children and light that candle. And we're going to pass that flame around the sanctuary as we sing Silent Night together. This is an important part, what I'm about to tell you right now, okay? If you have the candle that's already lit, don't turn it. You hold still and let the one who's being lit come to you. That's obvious when you think about it, but a lot of times it's not obvious till the hot wax hits your hand, right? Okay? So if your candle is lit, don't turn it. That's what the protectors are for. Let them come to you. Please help us be especially aware of little ones, long hair, loose clothing, things of this nature, okay? Be very, very diligent. When we are done, as you exit this evening, there will be buckets or pots of water that we'd like you to drop these things in, so that, you know, blow them out and drop them in there after that, okay? So there's the logistics of this part. Now, I want to return your attention again to the one we came to praise tonight. Put yourself around that manger. Put yourself around that cross with your Savior loving you that much. He is worthy of our praise. Amen. Amen. Would you stand together? Let us be a holy choir. Lord, we give praise to you tonight in your name. Amen.
Holy night, holy is God.
around you. Is that not a beautiful picture of the kingdom of God? This is the way it is meant to be every day, that the light would be carried one to another, carefully but assuredly. Go and be that, the body of Christ, carrying a piece of the light and sharing it with all that you come in contact with. Lord, tonight we give you praise and thanks because you are worthy of our praise. May all of our celebrations have you at the head. May all of our praises and the joy and the warmth and the sorrow and the difficulty, may all of that find its way to you as we worship you in this season. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Help us to understand the magnitude of that gift and the magnitude of your great love for each one of us. May your name be praised. We pray it tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Please be careful with your candles. Put them out before you try and exit. Would be helpful. Go and have a wonderful celebration of our Lord's birth. Thank you.